Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
201. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to 630. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Just heard that Darnay Holmes is locked in for our big softball game. Bam Bam Bigelow Knight locked in for softball. Woohoo!
Bam Knight?
Bam Bam Bigelow Knight.
Zonovan Knight?
Bam Bam Bigelow Knight. I don't know who he is, but Bam Bam Knight's playing softball with us.
He's a running back for the Jets.
Yeah, he's on the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Aaron Rodgers to play, but I'm hitting a couple brick walls now because his calf's messed up, as you might know. Evan, right out of the gate, I'm bothered by something. And this is not frequent for me. I'm bothered about something sports-related.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very surprising to me.
Very surprising to me. How do you think I feel? It's my brain.
Confused.
I gotta walk around with these crazy thoughts all day and night, but I'm concerned about it. I'm bothered by it. And I frankly just don't understand it. It's not shtick. It's not, oh, look at me.
Well, maybe I could help you out.
I'm hoping you can. So last night, I had half an eye open. I got to sleep in a little extra hour today.
Nice.
So I'm watching a little Yankee baseball. Aaron Judge, Yahtzee, right?
Right.
Shohei Ohtani hits his, I think, 13th last night. Bomb, 450 feet, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, all right, let me see the details of these two home runs. Solo home run for Aaron Judge. Solo home run for Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm looking at him. I'm saying to myself, how come nobody walks these guys? Now, I know you can make the argument that Mike Trout bats behind Ohtani, but Mike Trout's a bum.
No, he doesn't.
So. Or he doesn't. He does. He doesn't. Whatever. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
But I don't, and I'm saying this as a guy who wants to see the Yankees win every game.
Right.
All right? And they're not going to win every game if Aaron Judge gets walked, you know, three times a game. I get
right,
that, right?
Right.
But I'm trying to understand from the other side. The dude is on pace again to do damn near what he did last year. And that's having missed 10 games earlier this year on the IL. He is a home run for a home run day-to-day where he was a year ago in the year that he broke the American League single-season record, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact, okay? So I also, as a student of sport and a historian, remember the year that Barry Bonds got walked 100 times and famously got walked with the bases loaded. Mm-hmm. Crazy talk, right?
Buck Showalter was the manager.
Yeah. So what and if there's an obvious answer, I'm missing it. You know, you could talk down to me, do what you got to do. If Aaron Judge gets up,
right,
and we recognize, I think we'd agree to this right now, it ain't like there's a murderer's row behind him. The Yankees are scoring a lot of runs.
Willie Calhoun.
Okay, thank you.
He's hitting the cover off the ball.
And I acknowledge the Yankees right now are in an offensive zone we don't see all the time.
Right.
It's crazy. 10 runs, 8 runs, 10 runs, 6, whatever it is, right? I would walk Aaron Judge every time he gets up with the bases empty.
Right.
I don't care what else is going on. And I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, A, why they're not doing it, and B, why it's not even being discussed. Help me out.
Well, do you want it every single time or in certain situations?
If every single time Aaron Judge gets up,
right,
I walk him.
Yeah, but you realize that even when you're elite like Aaron Judge, you still get him out 60% of the time?
More than that. Right. Yeah,
no,
I get it.
No, no, that, because if you include an on-base percentage, which features some walks, not done on purpose, just you're pitching him carefully, draws a walk.
Got it.
You're still getting him out 60% of the time.
I walk.
So if you're getting him out 60% of the time, and he's hitting a home run, let's say 10% of the time, which is right around those numbers, aren't you still smarter in certain situations, not all, Craig?
Go ahead.
Because in certain situations, I completely agree with you. Aren't you still better off based on the numbers trying to get that guy out?
I respect that. It's a very good question. The answer is no. Aaron Judge cannot hurt me standing on first base.
Well, he can because now he's closer to scoring a run, and you have Major League Baseball players coming up after that, including one in Willie Calhoun, who's a freaking base hit machine.
I don't get it, man. I watch a lot of baseball in my lifetime. If that guy gets up, I walk him. And I don't care about professional pride. I don't care about the pitcher going, I can get him out, Skip. F that. You get the four fingers, walk him.
Let me ask you a question.
And I know, I know people would be pissed off by it, and the competitive spirit. I respect all that.
So in the first inning of the game last night, Gleyber Torres led off with a single. He's really turned himself into a pretty good leadoff hitter. Aaron Judge is now up. Now, he ultimately walked, but it wasn't intentional.
I got you, yeah.
Why wouldn't you at least try to get him out? Because if you walk him, now there's two on and nobody out, and there's a really good chance you're going to give up runs. And spoiler alert, they scored three of them.
Yeah, I walk him. I walk him every time.
Every single time?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that there needs to be more situations where you decide to do that. I agree with you, especially late in the game. There was an extra inning game a couple weeks ago where he came up with a runner on second, nobody out, and I'm like, why would you face him?
Right.
Like, put him on first. So I agree with you. There are more situations than not where I'd be very careful with elite hitters like that. But, no, you're not just going to kneel down and say, take first base every time.
And I tell you what, I recognize it goes against every aspect of competing. And I want to be sensitive to that I want to believe my guy can get that guy out. So I respect that if that's going to be other people's arguments. Like, come on, man. If I'm the ace of my staff, I'm pitching to him
because
I'm better than him.
You know what's kind of funny about that, though? Once the Yankees are healthy, because right now Anthony Rizzo's day-to-day and he didn't play last night.
Right.
And Giancarlo Stanton played in a rehab game. When those two guys
By the way,
are back.
How did he do in that rehab game?
0-3 with a walk.
All right, but he didn't get hurt?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
He's all good.
I figured, so far.
I
figured he gets hurt. But
No, he's made it through game number one, at least for now. But when those guys are healthy and they're hitting behind Aaron Judge, are you still going to have that plan?
I walk him every at bat.
Even with Anthony Rizzo coming up next, who's had a pretty damn good year?
I get Anthony Rizzo out even more than I get Aaron Judge
out. Well, you do, but now you're putting guys on base for guys like Rizzo and Stanton. And that's what's going to make the Yankees even more dangerous. And think about it. They're scoring 10 freaking runs a game, and they're doing it without Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo over the last couple days.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like it's a joy to watch him, obviously. He's one of outside of Ohtani being able to pitch, we all agree he's the best player in baseball. And it's not even up for debate. Like, I don't even know if there's anyone close. You follow better than I do. But I'm watching last night. I'm like, walk him. I'm like, God, Dad, they're not walking this guy. Walk him.
They do walk him, it's not on purpose.
Right. I know. And I know it's boring and nobody wants to see the greatest offensive player in the game right now, including Ohtani, will be walked every at-bat. But, I mean, I'm trying to win games.
You know what's
walk
funny?
Him.
It's the one difference between baseball and every other sport. In the NBA, while you can send doubles at a great player and you could triple team a great player, you can't effectively take the ball out of their hands, guaranteed.
Sure.
You can try with plans like that. With a great quarterback, you could try different schemes. But, again, can't really take the ball out of their hands. In baseball, you are right. You do have the option.
You never have to see that guy swing a bat.
You're going to probably get 4 or 5 plate appearances a game. We're going to give you 0 swings. And that's a part of why Barry Bonds was the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. Because literally, Craig, teams did what you just suggested.
Yeah,
they never faced Barry Bonds, and he would get 1 or 2 pitches to hit a week.
And he'd hit them.
And then he would hit over the fence.
So that's that. Then there's a little New York Jet action right now. And I'm not going to lie to you, this is me being a baby. I'm sure he's going to be fine, but Aaron Rodgers is essentially out for a week. According to Robert Saleh, he's limited in practice. I know it's OTAs. It doesn't mean anything other than the camaraderie and being on the field and starting to build a rapport with the guys. But Aaron Rodgers' calf is bad enough where they think he's a week away from being able to, go through a full practice. That's a little ticky-tacky injury, Evan.
Yeah.
He was pulling a 5-pound sled and popped the calf.
Look, man.
Very concerning if you're a diehard Jet fan.
The one thing that can derail all of this is health. And when you get older, your ability to stay healthy it's not the same as it was 5-6 years ago. Like, a part of why Aaron Rodgers...
That's why I'm eating Ralph's Italian Ice to stay healthy.
You're binge eating over the fact that you're upset about Rodgers being hurt?
Dude, I'm starving.
Oh, it's just you're hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah, okay.
Hungry.
You didn't offer me any.
No, I didn't.
What was that?
Because I'm hungry.
You're eating a pint of Ralph's Ices?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to eat the whole damn thing?
I'm eating 2 pints. Oh. If there's a pint in your freezer, if you get to it first, it's yours.
Did you really?
Yeah, mint.
Oh.
And there's the pint of Jelly Ring I'm eating right now. I will get to both pints unless you get in there.
I appreciate it. I'm saving my appetite because my father-in-law made me fresh quesadillas for tonight's Mets game.
Oh, no, no, no.
And
no.
I'm going to have my Howie Rose bobblehead and my quesadillas and my scorebook. And you know what that's called? A Wednesday night in the park.
No.
What do you mean no? No what?
You're not eating a fresh quesadilla. You're eating a 12-hour-old room temper by your car temperature quesadilla, if I know you well.
They were fresh when he made them.
They were fresh when he made them.
I'm sure they were. And if I keep them warm and toasty in my car,
then I'm keeping them warm. You left the quesadilla in your car.
Brilliant, right?
Most likely in the Citi Field parking lot earlier today.
That is correct.
You were going to go stop by your car, drop off whatever bag you got to drop off.
Correct.
Get your car temp quesadilla.
Yes.
Take it into the building with you.
That's correct.
Sit down about a half hour, if you're lucky, before the game.
Wow.
Or 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
And you're going to slowly enjoy the homemade quesadilla.
While scoring the top of the first inning. You got that exact... Boy, you know me well. I got to hand that to you. And by the way, here's the brilliance of keeping it in your car on this warm, toasty day.
Yeah, good.
How else are you keeping it warm? You know how you can put something in a toaster oven and say, keep warm? Like, there's that keep warm button that you can press? Yeah. My car is a keep warm button. It's one giant keep warm button.
It sure
is. And that
is.
Cheese is going to melt in my mouth.
All right. Sonny will be at the game with you today, too. So that'll be an interesting way.
You know, it's Howie Rose bobblehead day today.
Yeah, so Howie Rose is going to come on with us at 4:30 today to celebrate that it is the Howie Rose first time ever.
Yeah.
Howie Rose bobblehead day at Citi Field. I am told that we have.
Yeah, I've got one in my office.
One of the bobbleheads. I was not given one.
Oh.
But if you could bring it in just so I can check it out, if you don't mind.
You want to borrow my bobble? You're more than welcome to.
Here it is. So this was mine here, and you took it. No worries.
Is that what it was? Well, if you got here earlier, maybe you could have had it.
So this is interesting. It's the bobblehead was done in connection with our sister station, WCBS 880 AM. You guys care if I open this, or are you saving it for, like, eBay and
No, you got to open it because there's a button you can press.
Mine. It's not mine.
Whose is it?
It's Tommy's and Big Mac's.
They have one now.
Are you guys right if I open it or no? I don't want to open something that's yours if you're going to save it for prosperity
I didn't know it was mine until you just told me it was,
it's
so feel free.
Mine. It's probably mine.
Yeah, it's probably, listen, like
open
everything
it
else
up,
here.
And if you, and you press a button on it,
I'm gonna find out
Howie's going to speak. How cool is that?
Hold
how badass is that?
Hold
it's a
second.
Howie Rose talking bobblehead.
All right, let me just first, I like to see the facial structure on the bobblehead.
What
pretty
do
good. I mean, it's pretty good.
It looks like a younger version of Howie.
By the way, if I was Howie Rose, I'd want the younger version of me, too.
No, I'm sure he's happy with this.
Yeah. All right, so now you say push the button.
Push the button.
And let me hold it up to the speaker, yeah?
Yep. Press the button.
I assume this is a FOCO deal or no? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Uh-huh. Howie Rose. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 15 books.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Stacked up in front of the Howie Rose bobblehead.
Scorecards, Craig.
And he is writing in one of the books.
That's right.
And let's hear what it says all together.
Put in the books.
I think he says put in the books.
Put in the books, like he said last night. After the Mets shut out the Phillies.
I mean, is that it?
He said, put in the books. Well, what else you want him to say?
So you do like, put in the books, the Mets win, or something like that.
No, just put in the books.
So you do like, Mateau.
We're not doing Mateau. No. I wouldn't want the bobblehead then.
Anyhow, congratulations. Today is Howie Rose Day at Citi Field. The Mets play the Phillies after yesterday's 2-0 win, which was great. Lindor, the home run earlier.
Kodai Senga.
Okay, great. And Kodai Senga did a great job pitching.
He was brilliant.
And we honor the legendary Howie Rose.
Well, we're honoring him because on Saturday, the Mets are inducting guys into the Mets Hall of Fame, which includes a few guys, and it has Howie Rose and Gary Cohen. They are both being inducted into the Met Hall of Fame Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, it's a rare Met game I have to miss. Because I put the wishes of my children ahead of my own, and we're going to see professional wrestling in Westchester. So my apologies to the great Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, and Al Leiter, who I've advocated for many years should be in the Mets Hall of Fame. I apologize. I will not be in attendance.
That is such bullcrap what you said.
What part is the bullcrap?
You are not putting it over the wishes the wishes of your children.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's the wishes of you.
Me?
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on a second.
Because I remember when you first saw the schedule that there was wrestling going to the Civic Center in Westchester.
Westchester County Center.
Whatever the hell it's called, yeah.
Yeah.
That you're all pumped up for.
I was pumped up for my sons because they love pro wrestling. Uh-huh. And it's Westchester and it's a nice location. Trust me, it pains me that I'm not going to get to see Gary, Howie, and Al specifically get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Al Leiter's getting
Al Leiter! Who has advocated for many years.
Well, let's call Al up. Let's get him on the show. That's my guy, Al Leiter.
You didn't even know?
I didn't.
How'd you not know that?
I think, so they're all getting in today at the same thing?
Who else is getting in? Because there's somebody else getting in. Well, I feel bad for getting
in. Don't you think it should be each guy gets their own day?
Nah, you gotta.
As opposed to they all get it the same day?
You gotta put everybody together. You gotta lump it all together.
So this is like the Mets' like annual Hall of Fame thing now, a Ring of Honor thing?
Yeah, they induct people into their Hall of Fame.
That's good. Like, didn't the Jets do theirs individually?
They
like,
did.
Like, didn't Nick Mangold in on a night by himself?
They did who it is day. By the way, the other guy is Howard Johnson, also well-deserved. Great Hojo is getting
I think Howard Johnson's playing in our softball game on June 17th, as a matter of fact.
Is he really?
I think so, yeah.
Is he going to bat lefty or righty?
Lousy third baseman.
Switch. Well, I could have told you that.
Yeah, I mean, softball. I love Howard Johnson. He's a great dude, good friend. I think he's playing in the softball game June 17th.
I loved his bat. He was a great hitter.
Yes, he was.
That was my youth, man. Hojo.
Yeah.
So we got Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, Howard Johnson, and Al Leiter all going into the Mets Hall of Fame on Saturday. And Howie has his own bobblehead tonight at Citi Field.
I think that's amazing. We'll get Al Leiter on later on. And maybe we'll talk to Hojo as well. So that's Saturday.
And they're honoring Jay Horowitz as well. What do you mean?
What are we?
He was the PR guy for a million years.
No, I love Jay Horowitz. I do. Good dude. I think Jay Horowitz is actually the impetus behind you getting permission to do the Rico Bronya podcast.
He helped bridge the conversation. Right? How about last night? Did you see what I got last night?
No.
One of my proudest moments. And I have to thank you. I have no idea if you were involved in it, but you're going to claim you're involved in it anyway.
I'll tell you the truth.
So I'm going to preemptively say, Craig, I want to thank you. So last night, in between innings at Citi Field, the Mets play a game with the live crowd.
Yeah.
It's called Blind Resume, and they give you hints about a former Met, and then everybody gets to guess who it is.
Yeah.
So can I read you these three hints?
Yeah, please go right ahead.
Hint number one, I played for both the Mets and the Phillies.
Okay.
Hint number two.
Well, hold on. That could be a lot of people.
Could be a lot of guys.
Greg Jeffries, maybe.
Sure. Yep. Clue number two.
Samwell, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Len Dykstra.
Maybe Lenny D.
My 22 home runs in 1995 were the most among all Mets. And then clue number three. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome.
A well-known radio host has a podcast named after me.
There you go. See? I take care of my boy.
Honestly. Do you have anything to do with
now, it? Now, well, what was supposed to happen, and I got a text message late, is that it was supposed to have your name on it.
Oh.
It was supposed to say, and a well-known podcast hosted by Evan Roberts of WFAN.
They deleted that?
Well, I mean, I went through like three layers to get to where it got to.
Right.
So, and to be totally truthful, I didn't even remember what was happening yesterday. But the idea is that it's supposed to have your name in it. And then there's even a thought at one point, it never got close to happening.
Right.
Where they were going to put your face there.
Oh, God, thank goodness.
And it was going to be you saying something like, welcome to the Rico Bronya podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I guess that was too complicated because the way they put the graphics up.
Yeah, they couldn't
fit it all, I guess. I don't know, whatever the case is.
Yeah, they got rid of all that.
Yeah.
But I was the final hint on guessing Rico Bronya's
resume. By the way, you're one step away from being a Jeopardy hint, and then you can retire. And that's all you got to worry about.
So I want to thank you and the New York Mets. I was deeply honored by that last night.
Thank my buddy Andy over there because Andy's the best, and he helped make that happen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Harry Rose later. Did you guys call Al Leiter up, Tommy, or no? You want me to, you have his number or no?
I do, yeah. I'm trying to work out a time with Al right now.
That means you haven't talked to him.
Right? I haven't heard from him, but I did reach out.
Well, how are you trying to work out a time with him if you've not spoken to him?
Because I texted him. Last time
Did he text you back?
No.
So then you're not working out of time with him.
Yes, I am, because when he texts me back, that's how I'm working out of time.
I know. Listen, once my main man, Al Leiter, texts you back, then you're now engaged with him to work out of time.
Okay.
Right now, you have sent him a message.
Yes. I sent him a message.
You don't even know if he got it.
I don't know if he
correct?
Got, no, I didn't.
So you're
I don't
not working out of time
I didn't,
with him.
I didn't call the government to see if Al Leiter got the text, but I assume it says delivered.
I got Tommy. This is like old school Tommy. This
know,
is like year one Tommy.
Because you're picking on me the last 30 minutes. You know you are. You've got on me for three things already in a half hour.
Hold on a second. I called you three times because my ice cream was melting.
What time did you call me?
And the phone was in your pocket.
What time did you call?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
And you blew my call off three times.
My phone was in my back pocket. I cannot deny that.
Three times.
What time did you call?
1:57.
What time were you going to see me in person?
1:58.
So why didn't you just wait till you saw me to tell me?
Because the ice cream was melting.
It's not melting. It's not sitting out in the Sahara Desert. It's outside.
Look at my Ralph's.
It's soup.
My Ralph's is soup.
I'll put it
in the I can't enjoy this. I can't enjoy it. But yeah, you walked around with your phone in your back pocket.
Which I do,
and
you know.
I'm frantically calling you because my ice cream is melting.
You're not lying.
And you didn't answer my phone.
Because I didn't hear it. It was in the back pocket.
Get it out of your pocket.
I didn't know you were getting ice cream. You did see me earlier. You could have said, hey, Tommy, I have ice cream coming in 15 minutes. No problem, Craig.
Good.
I'll put it on my list.
Good. Go put this in the freezer so I can eat it later.
I will. You got it, sir.
Thank you. I mean, it's like day one producer stuff. And he's kind of, yesterday, I sit on the air to great consternation from Al Dukes. That Tommy's the best producer in the building.
I'm still stunned you said that.
And now maybe I've got to retract that declaration. I don't know.
Well, when Al
now he's got an attitude because he's doing bridge shows left and right, and he did Afternoon Drive the other day, and now I got to be like, maybe he's not my guy.
He's also accusing other shows of stealing his material. I've heard that one, too.
Come on.
Yeah, that he had a very strong opinion, which he did.
Oh, was that the
about
Carmelo
a week and a half
Anthony,
ago?
Bernard King thing.
It was not the Carmelo thing. He had a strong opinion and another host
no,
on this
Carmelo
station.
Carmelo Anthony's better than Ewing or something.
No, wasn't even that one. But there was another strong opinion he had that he feels another show basically took his opinion.
Well, what was the opinion and what show stole it?
You want me to give you specifics?
Yeah, of course.
His opinion that he set out a few weeks ago is that Daniel Jones will have a better year than Aaron Rodgers, and then the midday show took it. So he's a little perturbed.
The entire show couldn't have taken it. A host would have had to have taken
it. A host took it.
What host?
I think that would be one Tiki Barber. So, Loogie, not thrilled.
So, Tommy, you're upset with Tiki Barber about hearing your idea and your opinion and then saying I agree with it, I'm making my own?
So, now that I went to the freezer, Evan's putting words in my mouth, I see what just happened. I am not upset with Tiki for taking my strong opinion.
See?
Maybe his producer said something about it, I don't know, but no, I'm not upset.
So, you believe that Tiki Barber was made aware of your opinion, said, hey, that's not a bad opinion. I'll take ownership of that and make it mine.
I think it's more likely that than Teak heard it. But I appreciate it because it means I'm good. I'm doing things.
And you know what's really frustrating? What's really frustrating about it is when you go to digital and make them do a write-up on it and it still doesn't get noticed and Tiki goes and runs with it. That's tough.
You mean a former Giant running back's going to get more burn than me, the producer, part-time host, Mac? Nice try.
Mm-hmm. So here's where we're at. You had a strong opinion that Daniel Jones is going to have a better year than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
What's interesting about that is I saw a news report that Tiki said that.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
I saw that went viral, I guess, earlier today, maybe late yesterday.
As it should. He's Tiki Barber.
Yeah, but your claim now is that was not an original thought from the all-world running back for the New York Giants who does middays at the Fan and had a 10-year radio career prior to that with Brandon on the CBS Sports Radio Network. Your belief is somehow, somewhere...
No, not belief.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
As someone who used to sit in that chair said, you could look it up. I said it first. The article was there a couple weeks ago.
So you said it first. You got digital to write an article quoting something you said on the air.
That is an accusation. Has not been proven true.
Tiki then, according to you, read the article because you know he didn't hear you say it.
Of course, nobody did.
And then was like, that's a pretty good take. But since Tommy said it, who's paying attention? Nobody.
Yeah, tree falls in the forest.
So
yep.
I will take it as my own. And I'll get news out of it. The legendary Tiki Barber says Danny Jones will have a better year than Aaron Rodgers. Got it.
Yes.
Is he wrong?
Is whom wrong?
Tiki Barber. You're damn right he's wrong.
Of course he's wrong, but I mean, you have a right to have an opinion.
How can he be wrong?
And
it's an opinion.
Here's the problem with it. And it's one of those things when former athletes take jobs in sports talk radio. Tiki Barber has experience he can always rely on that you and I don't have. We didn't play the game. And if it comes down to an argument of who has more credibility in, you know, handicapping the future play of a player, I would agree, I'm sure you would agree too, that I would lean towards a guy that played.
Of course.
You know, that guy's got an insight that we just cannot
Absolutely.
Have. We watch it on TV. We're not there.
Right.
A guy like TQ's there has a different level of insight.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't need to smoke cigarettes to know they're bad for me. Right?
Right.
So, Tiki Barber's out of his effing mind.
You know what the problem
as
is?
As are you if you think that the average at best quarterback, Danny Jones, is going to have anywhere near as good a season as Aaron Rodgers.
So, here's the problem.
And
as
it's
much as I.
For both of you, a somewhat sad attempt to get attention.
You know what the problem is? As much as I agree with you
and
in handicapping and predicting 2023. Here are the facts that you may not want to admit, but I'm honest. I'm going to be honest about it.
Darren Waller?
No. I'm not even talking about the weapons that were added to Daniel Jones. I want to talk about last year. I'm talking about 2022.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones sort of had a better year than Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers had a broken thumb.
No, bro, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's the point I've made for months and months and months.
Yeah.
But broken thumb, no broken thumb.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones had, would you agree with that?
I would
Daniel
not.
Daniel Jones
would not
had
agree
a better,
it.
No, he did though.
I think here's the deal.
But he did.
I think Danny Jones had his best year as an NFL quarterback.
Agreed.
And that should be celebrated and embraced. We're on the same page on that.
Right.
And yes, getting more talent, going to another year of the Brian Daboll coaching tree should only be beneficial to Danny Jones. My expectation, I'm sure yours is too, is that he has a better year than he had last year because that's what happens, right? But to say that Daniel Jones was better than Aaron Rodgers last year.
He was, though.
Is poppycock.
Craig, it's not poppycock. Go by any number you want to look at.
Poppycock. cock.
Daniel Jones, and that doesn't mean I think that's going to continue next year, because I agree with you about the thumb issue, which I brought up ad nauseum. That, I look at that as a fair excuse. And if he's healthy, which you could argue is a concern, you're already worried about his calf.
That's right.
But if he's healthy, he's an all-world quarterback who still has another MVP monster year left in him. I don't think Daniel Jones ever wins an MVP, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
But last year, just admit to me this. Just admit it to me.
Yeah.
Let's be fair now. Last year, 2022.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones had a better year
it's
than
not, but he didn't.
But he did.
And it's not even close.
No, he, okay, what metric do you want to look at?
How about completion percentage? Start with that.
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
What was his number?
Like 67% to 65%.
65% Aaron Rodgers.
67% Daniel Jones.
That's a wash.
No, that's not a wash.
That's a wash. How many yards did he throw for?
I think Aaron threw the ball about 150 more times.
My guy, so you want to call that a wash too? If that's the case, I'll take that
Who
as a
turned
wash.
The ball over more?
12 interceptions for Aaron Rodgers.
Daniel Jones threw, I think, 5.
Was it 5 the only number?
Yeah.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Oopsie
doopsie.
Jones is less than Rodgers.
Yeah.
How many rushing touchdowns?
By double digits.
How many
less.
Rushing touchdowns did Daniel Jones have compared to Aaron Rodgers?
I don't really know.
Oh, you don't know? How about rushing yards? How about wins?
Yeah.
Do we care about wins?
We do care about wins.
Listen, I'm with you that in 2023, I have more confidence that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a better year, but you just at least have to admit that a year ago.
I mean, Daniel Jones had an average year, but for him, it was amazing. So people go, you know, crazy.
So Craig.
Over
Craig,
what he did. Like, stop, what did he do?
Stop right there, because here's where you're right.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones had arguably the best year of his career.
I don't think there's any doubt about
that. Aaron Rodgers had the worst year of his career.
Right.
The numbers were close.
Yeah.
Jones was better. Like, all those things can be true.
Right.
But let's not lose sight of the argument here.
Yeah.
Thomas Lugauer has accused a borderline Hall of Fame player of ripping off his material.
No, I did not accuse anybody of anything.
Yeah,
you accused him, and then I'm stuck here. I'm 75% in the water, so I got to go with it. I'm not accusing anybody.
This. I believe that you owe my dear friend Tiki Barber an apology.
I love Tiki. He's my all-time favorite Giant. I love him.
Now he's gone to all-time favorite Giant.
First off, whether that's true or not is irrelevant. Let's even assume for the sake of the conversation.
You guys are the worst, by the way. Let me just preface that.
You know what? You owe Tiki Barber an apology.
I don't owe him anything.
Yes, you
guys brought it up.
Listen,
I didn't say anything.
You cannot accuse the all-time leading rusher in Giants history.
I didn't.
For stealing your material. It's offensive.
I didn't accuse him. Evan did on my behalf.
No. Evan pointed out what we all know is factual. You believe that your story was lifted by Tiki Barber and you're upset about it.
I had it first. You cannot argue that.
I'm not arguing it.
So then what are we talking about here? So I'm not accusing him, but the facts are I had it first.
Thus, you're accusing him of stealing
no,
it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I was first, he was second.
It's not as if a guy in Chicago
Sheboygan
independently had the notion that, hey, you know what? I can see Danny Jones having a better year than Aaron Rodgers. Totally independent, right?
Yeah.
You're saying a guy that works in the same building as you, who lives within the same community as all of us, who listens to the radio station, who reads the website, and does as much homework as any guy we've ever had in this building to prep for a show, saw something he liked from you and said, I'm going to make it mine.
Yeah, I mean, let's go with
that's
it.
What you said.
Maybe he tweaked it, because I said I'd rather have Daniel Jones over Aaron Rodgers.
He tweaked it.
Now, I look at it like this. Tiki saw the brilliance, and he went with it, which I appreciate. And I love Tiki. And I'm not accusing him of anything.
I think you owe him an apology.
No, I don't. You guys do, because, again, you created this environment. I didn't. You brought it up on the air. I did not. So, Tiki, they owe you an apology.
I would like you to apologize to my dear friend, Tiki Barber.
I have nothing to apologize
for. Hold on a second.
Oh, here we go.
Tommy owes you an apology.
I love Tiki Barber.
All-time favorite Giant, according to
him. He is my all-time favorite Giant.
Yeah. Even though...
I didn't want him to know that because it's weird. On. We're like coworkers. Although
even
now...
Even though you... Hold on.
You put me in an awful spot,
you
shocking.
You are his favorite Giant of all time.
Okay.
There you go. I got you.
You got me. You guys both got me.
You're going to apologize to the great Tiki Barber is what you're going to do.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
And I tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I have a personal relationship and a work relationship with Tiki Barber.
Uh-huh.
You are an arm of this show, and I'm not going to have someone connected to our show insult the great Tiki Barber.
Yeah, the way he's going to take it is that the Carton Roberts show believes Tiki Barber did that as opposed to just you. So you're kind of taking our name and dragging it through the mud.
I hate your guts, Evan.
And
by
here's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone listening, anyone that's ever watched a football game knows that what Tiki Barber said, whether he stole it from you or not, what you said is one of the most laughable things to ever be said on WFAN since, I don't know, The Miami Dolphins are going to get Deshaun Watson.
By Easter.
Yeah, by Easter. Danny Jones is better than Aaron Rodgers. It's a cry for help.
See,
is what that is.
We're in the reaction business, Craig. The way I like to do radio is I like to throw strong opinions out there.
You do radio.
Well, I do.
What do you mean the way I like to do radio?
The way I like to do radio is to throw out a strong opinion, get the audience, divide them, and then we have a great show. We argue on the phones. That's the way I like to do radio. That's the way I like.
All right, so the Tommy Lou Gower, who's never done radio, radio concept is put out an opinion that purposely divides the audience.
Yes.
Have them call in to yell at you.
Pick a side.
And get through a couple hours.
He sounds like our political candidates of 2024. Just say something to piss half the people off, and we win.
It's actually a good strategy.
Okay. Okay. That's it. That's how he does radio.
How do you do radio, Big Mac?
I have no idea. I just talk for a while.
If I were you, I'd stay out of this one. You're clean.
He brought me in. It's exactly what I've done. Have you heard me? Not a word. I'm letting him doggy paddle all by himself.
I'm clean too, by the way. Tiki, if you're listening, I never said any of this stuff. Evan said it. Check the tapes. Evan brought it up. I didn't.
And then when we brought it up, you basically confirmed it.
What the hell am I supposed to do at that point, Ev? You put me in a bad spot. You sandbagged me.
I guess the next time you're hosting one of your many radio shows, you can further explain what you meant and apologize to Tiki publicly.
Maybe I could teach radio. I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe I could be a PD.
No.
No. Right.
You couldn't. You don't have the sensibility to be the program director.
Gotcha.
I mean, you're barely a producer.
Yeah, it's
now you want to be a program director. Here's EJ in East Meadow. EJ, what's going on?
Well, that was epic. Lou Gehrig put his foot right in his mouth.
Oh, right in his mouth. And now he doesn't have the sensibility to get out.
That was epic.
It's like the house is burning and he's staying inside it.
I feel like my comment doesn't even. I feel like you guys should just go on to the rest of the segment. And I mean, who the heck has to talk about Aaron Judge?
Maybe you should start walking him.
So I totally agree with you. I was gonna ask Evan, the sabermetrics guy over there. Don't you think it's analytics? The reason why the game changed.
I think my answer before, and it's not necessarily analytics, it's just numbers. Like Craig always says, he's a numbers guy, right? I'm a numbers guy. It's the numbers. Well, the numbers are the numbers. Like Aaron Judge has an on-base percentage of about 410, right? Last year was about 425, which is very high and very good. That means more than half the time you are out.
Right.
Right?
Right.
More than half the time you're out.
Yeah.
So this isn't like anything analytical or new age. This is math. So let's play the game of math together. If you're getting a guy out 60% of the time, why would you automatically concede in every situation and just put him on base? Why would you do that?
Because when he swings the bat, it's not just about him getting on base. It's about a run scoring.
Okay. So let's go with that. He's at 18 home runs and 200 plate appearances.
Okay.
So how often is he swinging the bat and hitting the ball over the fence?
9%.
9% of the time.
Yes.
So again, why would you then, in certain situations, I'm with our last call and I'm with you.
Yeah.
But to say to do it every time, the answer and the retort is math.
Listen, I do
that
every
math
time.
Not correct?
I do it every single time, especially when there might be guys on base.
Wonder something crazy?
Yeah, please.
Aaron Judge has been intentionally wald how many times this season?
Right, how many at-bats does he have?
Do plate appearances.
Yeah, I'm sorry. How many plate appearances?
201 plate appearances.
So he's been intentionally walked once.
He's been intentionally walked three times this entire season. Last year, he was intentionally walked 19 times.
I don't want to be a bad guy mathematically.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm missing the obvious.
By the way, Barry Bonds one year, he got intentionally walked 120 times.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so he has 200 plate appearances?
Yeah.
Or 201, you said?
201.
201 plate appearances.
Yep.
And how many at-bats?
He's had 165 because walks and hit batsmen and sack flies. Yeah, you know how it works.
All right.
But I'm saying the amount of times he's come to bat
is
200 times. He's been intentionally walked three times. He's been walked 33 times. So really 30 unintentional walks and three intentional walks.
Now, you could argue, and I'm sure could be made by analytical losers, that half those 33 walks, he was being pitched around.
Hold on, you got to stop yourself.
It was an unofficial.
You got to stop yourself.
Free pass.
Because you did something that's sort of lazy nowadays, and I don't want you to do it because you're better than that.
Go ahead.
analytical losers. We're not talking analytics. We're talking simple math. No, we can just all point understand. Out
the analytical losers are losers.
But you love math, right?
I love math.
Okay. If you get a guy out.
I majored in math.
You did. If you get a guy out 60% of the time.
Go ahead.
Why would you 100% put him on base? Answer me that one.
Because when he swings the bat, he's a run.
9% of the time!
He swings the bat, he's a run.
9% of the time, not 50% of the time, not 70% of the time. Stop using words like analytics, new age, sabermetrics.
No. Say new
this
age
is
or
basic freaking math.
Yeah.
Basic math.
Well, no, except it's not. Because what you're not doing.
Go ahead.
The home run is not the only way he puts runs across the board.
Yeah, he could double with guys on base.
Correct.
That's why you depend.
Which is why if I walk him, he can't hurt me.
Craig, if there's nobody on base, are you walking him?
Yes.
He homers 9% of the time. You get him out 60% of the time.
Yeah.
Why would you put him on base?
Because I'm afraid of him.
You're scared.
That's right. Yeah. Damn right.
I disagree with
that. And I love the Yankees. I'm glad they don't walk him. But I think it's absolutely stupidity when I see Aaron Judge hitting a 400-foot home run, which he's done a lot of the last couple
there
weeks.
Are,
and no one's even thinking, hey, you know what? How about you walk the guy?
So there are certain situations where I would completely agree with you.
Thank
but
you.
To do it as a blanket statement defies math.
I would thank do you, it in you. Every single game.
You can't do it. You'd put him on base 100% of the time?
Unless I'm up by, like, you know, 7-8 runs.
Oh, then you take a chance.
I would put that cat on base all the time. Hey, guess what you're not going to do? You're not going to hit a home run. You're not going to double two runs in. You're going to walk to first base, and I'll worry about you later. And you know what that'll do?
Mm-hmm.
That'll frustrate the hell out of him. And then after I really am good and frustrated, maybe I start to pitch to him again.
Listen, man, he has gotten an extra base hit 14% of the time he comes up. That means 86% of the
good
time.
Math. Solid math.
Thank you. 86% of the time, Aaron Judge is not getting an extra base hit against you.
Because you're not, you know, he walks.
No, I'm doing plate appearances.
Okay,
I'm including every time he steps into the batter's box.
Yeah.
You have an 86% chance of him not hitting a double, home run, or triple. Math.
Yes. Well, listen.
Not sabermetrics, not new age stat. It's math.
Yeah.
Because you brought up a very interesting question at the top of the show, and I'm doing my best to answer it in your language.
I like it. Because
you're a man of math.
Well, I am a math major, as many people know. Calculus was my go-to. I'm a calculus fifth-degree black belt. And, you know, it's very easy to just look at a number in a vacuum, which is what you're doing.
No.
Because I can't argue against numbers in vacuums. I look at things with my two eyes, and I recognize what I see. That dude is a walking RBI. So I am now going to take the bat out of his hands every chance I get. And I think that's in the long run, I think that benefits me a big deal. And by the way, here's what's funny about it. I'm currently a Yankee fan. So I don't want them to do it. I just can't figure out why they're not doing it. Like, you're in Seattle last night.
I just gave you the answer. You don't like the answer.
Well, I'd walk his ass so fast. I'd be like, four fingers, boom. Four fingers, boom.
And you know what you do with those four fingers?
Yeah.
You save on the pitch count.
And you save on the pitch count.
Boom.
By the way, when you do the four-finger thing, do you wiggle them?
Yeah, you do a little wiggle. But you know what I'm waiting for in 2023? I don't wave the four fingers. You know what I do in 2023?
Go.
I take four consecutive pitch clock violations. Really frustrate them.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Judge steps up, and I've already decided I'm going to walk him.
Yeah.
I get on the mound. I look for the sign, and I just wait. 6, 5, 4, 3.
Oh, well.
2. You know what? Not ready to pitch. Ball one. Let's do this again. All right, let me get that sign.
Well, you're not going to count it.
Pitch calm. Here we go.
Here we
go. Hey, I'm on the box.
Uh-huh.
8, 4, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah,
sorry about that. I just couldn't do it. Ball two.
Yeah.
You do that, you'll frustrate the crap out of everybody.
I like that a lot. I like that. You got to play mind games, man. It's baseball.
What is a manager going to do that trick?
Like, why not?
Not going to happen.
Why?
I mean, that's like a Tony La Russa gamesmanship kind of thing.
It is.
You know, these new guys don't want to offend anybody, right?
You want to get your bullpen ready. I got a way to buy time.
Boom. That's a great way to buy time.
Thank you.
Then the manager comes out and argues it. That kills another 35 seconds. It's great. 877-337-6666. Who's this woman I'm watching on SNY closed caption TV right now, Evan? Who's getting her makeup did, having her clothes put on, and pretending like she's about to do a report from the Capitol?
I'm going to assume this is an infomercial?
No. That's a news anchor.
On SNY?
That's the only thing that'd be on that TV right now.
We're covering news now?
I think we're covering big news. Did something happen I'm unaware of?
Is somebody
no,
Is somebody deciding they want to run for president?
I mean, there are,
wink,
oh,
wink.
There hello? Are,
I there, heard that.
There are. You heard that. There are, I mean, you act like a bird flew to your house and
yeah,
goes,
no, someone, I don't want to say who told me, but yeah, I, you know.
I know who didn't tell you.
Who was that?
Me.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it was AP News.
AP News told you that yeah. What's happening. That, what?
That someone's considering running for president.
No, 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 no. A certain gentleman has moved to New Hampshire,
yes.
Has set up shop, yeah. And has said, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to run for president.
Has moved to New Hampshire.
I mean, basically,
yeah.
Got an Airbnb, cleared up shop in New Hampshire, and
is
said,
right?
I'm going to live here. I'm going to have maple syrup and try to get votes.
You're saying that my guy is now in New Hampshire?
I think so.
Huh. Well, how do I explain the barbecue having at his house down the Jersey Shore tonight?
Oh, really?
I don't know how he's in New Hampshire if I'm barbecuing at his house down the shore.
Will you pop any questions while you're there?
Evan, would you like me to just call him and ask him? Is that what you want?
That's how he should make his announcement.
Yeah, I'm not Courtney Robbins.
Chris Christie tells his friend, hey, I'm running.
I will tell you this. While I could obviously very easily just ask him, I wouldn't put our friendship in that spot.
No, you're a good man.
And I tell you why, because if you're going to run for president, you know, part of the running is the announcement.
Right.
Now, obviously, I know all the stories are out there. And yeah, it looks like he's going to run for president. And obviously, he's got my full support. He's one of my best friends in the world. But you have to, you have to allow the candidate or the person, pre-candidate person, to announce it in the manner they want.
No,
to
No, I totally
it.
Agree with that.
I would never put my friendship in the way of that, where I would say, I would never ask him. Is my point? I wouldn't call him up, and we talk all the time, and I would not call him up and go, "So are you going to run?"
No, I totally agree with that. I guess I would just ask you a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
What's a better way to announce you're running for president? On Twitter Spaces or on the number one afternoon show in America?
Well, especially if you have technical difficulties on the Twitter Spaces, yeah. I would choose the number one afternoon show in America, Carton and Roberts.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he and I were talking when we texted 2 days ago. Yeah. Anyway. I can't help you guys out. Now, once he announces he's going to run, assuming he does.
All right, fine.
And his schedule allows it, I'm sure he'd be happy to come on in and say hi.
Then you know what? Most people in our audience don't care if he's running. Ask him this. When the hell is Ronnie Mauricio getting the call?
Yeah, I would rather know from Chris if he has time to play in our softball game.
Yeah,
that's
he should.
That's what I want to know.
He should.
Right, June 17th, Staten Island. Good place for you to do a little handshaking.
And he's got some good hands at third base, I remember.
He, by the way, you guys don't want to mock him.
I'm not mocking him.
Chris Christie, number one, is in the Little League Hall of Fame. That's number one.
Is that true?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Him and Todd Frazier?
No, well, is Todd in the Little League Hall of Fame?
He was in the Little League World Series, I remember.
He went in with actually one of the great American authors, Harlan Coben.
Wow.
Is in the Little League Hall of Fame. They were teammates in Livingston, New Jersey. That's number one. Number two, the man at third base, he's got a vacuum for a glove.
I just said that. I'm on
now,
it.
Baby. His arm, like anyone when they get to 60 years old, has gotten a little weaker.
Carton-like.
Okay. So, I'd probably put him at second base from an arm strength capacity. But the dude is money with the glove.
Can't take the third baseman out of the third baseman, though, Craig.
I know, but I don't know if he can make that throw anymore.
Yeah, but Craig, you can't make the throw from shortstop. We're still having you over there. Touche.
Excuse me?
Just say touche.
We're still having you over there?
Yeah, you can't make the throw, but you know what? You're Craig Carton. You're a shortstop. Go on over there.
Oh, it's softball. I can make the throw.
Dude, if Mickey
Mantle... I can't
Mantle,
make it on a Major League diamond, I agree with that.
If Mickey Mantle came back from the dead and wanted to play softball, you're not going to talk about how he's 100. You're going to stick him in center field. You
That's
know what I mean?
Correct. And hope that Joe DiMaggio doesn't misplace a sprinkler.
Good call.
Just to screw him over.
Good call.
So just putting it out there. Look out. Oops, sorry, man. I didn't know that was there. Here's Petey in Hoboken on the Fan. Pete, what's going on?
Hey, Craig and Evan. It's Petey from Hoboken.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling to save Evan's life, I believe. I really believe this because, were you joking about that quesadilla in your car?
No, it's one of my more brilliant ideas. It's like a toaster oven. It's perfect, right?
There's something called the temperature danger zone where food gets all kinds of bacteria on it if it's sick. I mean, you realize how hot your car must
takes,
be?
It takes 3 hours for bacteria to start growing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I think it might be even less than that.
Oh,
but
geez.
In any event, it's well over 3 hours. You might get sick. I don't want to see
well,
you
I guess
sick.
Here's the question. Is it in a wrapped bag with a seal on or just tinfoil?
Tinfoil.
Yeah, you're going to die.
All right, I'm going to throw it out. Yeah. If my dad's listening, pick up a sandwich on the way over. Thanks, Dad.
Well, here's why. If your dad's listening, first off, get Mr. Roberts on the phone, Tommy, if you don't mind, if you're not listening to your own show back and forth back there.
He's busy.
At the very least, guys, it's going to give him diarrhea. That's going to be bad.
No, I'm with you.
And I've had that at Citi Field before. Not a pleasant experience.
It is probably a chorizo quesadilla, yeah?
No, I just went cheese today.
Just straight cheese.
Very basic.
No protein, no meat.
Cheese quesadilla.
That's going to be one bowl of
mess. You're not going to like that, Evan.
Fifth inning, you think?
Yeah,
fifth inning, you're not going to make the fifth inning.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to have the runs. Not because your father-in-law is not a great cook, which he obviously
is. I'll never forget. Do you remember the Todd Frazier game in 2019 where he hit that home run down the line and Michael Conforto got the game-winning hit?
Who doesn't
remember that game?
Yeah.
Friday night against the Nationals?
Friday night.
Fourth inning. Worst I ever had it.
Oh, you had it. Not Todd Frazier.
No, me. I missed an inning. I was listening to Howie on the radio while I was in there. And the more I think about it, quesadillas may have been involved. That's a good call by him.
Here's
I never picked up on that trend.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
When you went to the Citi Field bathrooms,
yeah,
were you in the Gen Pop or were you in like a suite area?
No. General population.
Gen Pop.
Mike Piazza Club.
Did you make a nest?
Nah, I just kind of planted down there. I really didn't have a choice at that point.
You didn't like build a little nest for yourself?
Sometimes I do, but in this case, I just went.
You got to go. You got
to
go.
And I scored the game while listening to
Howie. Come on. You brought your scorebook with you?
No, you did not.
By the way,
that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's one of my great Howie Rose memories, listening to him tell me everything that was going on.
You're about to have massive diarrhea.
Yep.
You're with friends, family? Who was at the game?
I was with a couple of buddies of mine.
You could have said to anybody, do me a favor, hold on to the Bob Carpenter scorebook.
No.
I'll be right back. You run to the bathroom with the scorebook.
Yep.
Sit down to unload.
Yep.
And you have the scorebook on your lap going, ball one.
Yes. You got it all right now. What was difficult was obviously once I was done.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
The cleaning
There was a lot of difficulties with that.
Listen, we've all been there.
Do you want me to walk you through what I did?
No, we do not. Okay. We've all been there.
All right.
I will ask one question, though.
Yeah.
And I know the answer is no, but I got to ask it anyway because my mind won't allow me to move forward if I don't ask the question. At any point, did you consider or use a back page of the Bob Carpenter scorebook for cleaning purposes?
Are you insane?
It's better than that one ply, pull a square at a time toilet paper
you're using. I never do that to my book.
Is that right?
Not a page comes off that book.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If you go back and look back at my 2019 Bob Carpenter scorebook, no evidence of this event. Nothing.
Oh, you didn't put in the notes? Notes?
Well, I did write about it in my book coming out next year. It is mentioned.
Is it one of the scorecards?
It's one of the scorecards.
Yeah, Evan, well, let me walk you through the etymologist just so you know it in case you're new to the show. Evan Roberts has famously been keeping score of not every game, but most games the Mets play. And if he happens to go to a different team's game, like a Yankee game, he will more often than not bring the scorebook to keep score.
Yes.
And it's a good look back memory of a game that he was at. So I suggested to him a couple years ago, you should write a scorecard book where you put your 50 most memorable scorecards in a book and then write a little vignette about what that game meant to you, what you remember from the game, whatever personal experience you had. So Evan loves the idea, doesn't tell me that he's moving forward with it, hires an agent. He then gets a book deal where he gets an upfront guaranteed payment to write the book, again, keeping me totally in the dark about it. And he's now writing the book. He does not ask me to write the forward. He doesn't ask me to review it, to make those comments you sometimes see when a book comes out. Yo, what a great book on history. If you're a Met fan, you got to buy this, whatever it might be.
Right.
He then wants Howie Rose to write the forward, but doesn't have the kind of stones to ask Howie.
I was nervous.
So I have to ask Howie on behalf of Evan.
Appreciate that.
Howie says, yes, your dad's going to write the forward because he, like you, has been a lunatic with scoring games back as long as he's been alive, right? And I'm sitting there like, you know.
Let me ask you a question.
Empty handed.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You work a lot these days. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I do.
You have very little time to sleep.
I'm very blessed.
All right. Yes. Okay. Do you want me to give you more work? Is that really what you want?
Well, at this
point. You want me to say, Craig, do this?
Out of principle, obviously, I wouldn't do it now.
Right.
But the point is, if at any point you were like, hey, any shot you want to write down a forward for my book, yo, I'd be, whatever the word is, grateful.
I'm going to write a thank you on it. Like, it's going to say, thank you to Craig Carton, my inspiration.
You thank your wife.
Made
you
me a lot of money over the last few years.
You can thank for that. That's fine. Then. Yes. But yeah. So that book comes out when?
Next spring.
Oh, so for opening day or Father's Day?
Either opening day or Father's Day. I'll let the editors decide that.
And do we have a working title of the book
yet?
Yeah,
but I can't reveal it.
Oh, but we have a title.
We have a title.
Is your name in the title? Is it,
no.
Is it Hippopotamus?
No.
It is not Hippopotamus.
No, I'll say by Evan Roberts, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah. It's but it's not like Evan Roberts.
No.
So there's a working title.
There
and
is
you
a
like
work.
It?
I love it, yeah.
Who came up with the name for the book?
I think a buddy of mine. So I, old friend of mine. I told him about the idea, and I said, you're a creative guy. I want you to come up with a million book names for me, because we were just spitballing ideas.
Yeah. You didn't ask me to help out with that.
I did ask you that.
For the name of the book?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
You
but
forgot
go
already.
Go
and ahead. You know what you said? I remember. I'll get back to you on it. And you never got back to me.
Go ahead.
So don't give me
this other creative friend of yours.
A buddy of mine named Patrick came up with like 100 different names, and one of them stuck out. I ended up thinking about it, talking to my wife about it, threw it at the editors. We made a little tweak, and boom, we got a name. I'll unveil that soon. I just can't announce it yet.
So yeah, it's embargoed.
The name of the book, Rico Bronya. I'm just kidding.
It keeps him relevant.
By the way, congratulations to Shohei Ohtani. Just did another home run. How about that?
Why don't you walk him? I mean, I'm going to say this the rest of the season. That dude gets up. Aaron Judge gets up. The obvious answer is walk them.
Walk them.
Walk them, walk them, walk them.
Walk them.
That's it. Like, so if you have a three-game series, which most series are, you figure he's going to get what? 13 to 16 at-bats in a series, is that fair?
In a three-game series?
Yeah,
ballpark,
maybe
15 plate appearances, figure five a game, four a game.
Right. So if you go, let's just say 14 plate appearances. You walk them and all.
No, you don't. It's lunacy. By the way, if the Yankees sign Ohtani next year, what are you going to do when Ohtani and Judge hit back-to-back, walk both of them?
Then you got to pick your poison. Then you got to pick your poison. 877-337-6666. Johnny's in Northvale, New Jersey. Johnny, good afternoon. How are you today, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. Everything's great. Evan, I'm very surprised because you don't need Craigie's fifth-degree black belt in calculus or mine. Because my two sons I picked up, third grade and sixth grade, the math is simple. His OPS is over one the past 2 years.
Right.
So 1-to-1 or over 1-to-1, it has nothing to do with how many times he gets on base. It's how many times he completes the circle. So if you walk him every time, it's going to be less than one, right?
Okay, now I'm confused.
Now we're doing geometry.
I can't figure that one out. He stumped me with a math equation. I'm going to go write this down and try to figure it out. So if he's not there,
I'm not quite sure what the question was.
I don't get it. OPS doesn't have anything to do. If you want to count his total bases and see if it's more than one every at-bat.
I'm going to ask you a favor for all you guys that love baseball.
I know what OPS is. I just don't know what that has to do with.
Please stop this, Greg.
You are so in the weeds on this. Even people that love talking about those kinds of numbers, which I respect, there are people that do love that. You've lost them, too.
Well, that's why I kept it very basic. Yeah. If Aaron Judge hits a home run 9% of the time, okay? Every time he comes up, he's hitting a home run 9% of the time.
Which is what, about every
9 every 100? Yeah.
Right?
Okay. If that's what he's doing, and he's getting an extra base hit, and now we're including doubles, and he's doing that 15% of the time, why would you automatically put a guy on first base 100% of the time? What? The math doesn't add up. And that's not that complicated. It's simple math.
What's the score of the Angels game right now?
4-1 Angels.
That's why.
No, but hold on a second. Hold on a second. I agree that there are certain situations where I'm not going
to.
Okay, so if it's the 10th inning and it's a tie game and there's a runner on second and nobody out because that's the stupid rule your best friend came up with.
Yeah.
Will I walk Aaron Judge? Of course.
Of course. 100%.
If there's second and third, two outs in the fifth tie game, base open, will I walk Aaron Judge?
Bet your ass you will.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, yeah, there are a lot of situations in which I would agree with you.
I can't think of a situation where I wouldn't walk him other than bases loaded.
I'm up 4-1, and there's two outs and nobody on in the seventh. I'm not walking him.
You're damn right.
No, you're not. Why would I put him on base?
Because he's going to hit a home run that brings him within a run.
He hits a home run 9% of the time.
I'm not risking it.
That means there's a 91% chance he's not hitting a home run.
Okay.
As opposed to a 100% chance that I'm sticking him on first base.
Okay. Listen, you manage your way. I'll manage my way.
Okay.
Very simple. Very simple, right? Go ahead.
Can I attempt to get in the weeds for a half a second? With total,
if you go somewhere,
total bases. He had 391 total bases last year. 391. He had 696 plate appearances. If you walked him every time, he would have 696 total bases. That's almost double the amount of total bases.
I didn't hear anything you said. And I'll tell you why. If you wanted me to listen, you would not have prefaced it by saying, let me get in the weeds one second.
Well, I said, can I attempt?
And I appreciate you wanting to do it. I'm in the middle of texting people now.
Yeah, I know.
So you let me know when you're done.
Yep.
And I'll stop texting people. So there you go.
No, I'm done. Are you done? Total base?
Oh, are you done? By the way, Kenny Albert wrote a book.
There I am. Go. What's it about?
I have no idea.
By the way, Big Mac, were you agreeing with me or Craig?
Oh, you can't tell by... Of course you.
Oh, that was a great point. I got to tell you.
How cutting edge point. I'm saying, if he's
on base, if he takes 391 bases or 696 bases, which one do you think is better?
No, I think I got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I still don't tell you what you're talking about. Hold on. I'm texting Kenny Albert.
What's he up to, Kenny?
About 215. He's got to lose a couple pounds.
How tall is he? 215? 5'9"?
5'3 or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, Kenny's probably 5'11". Kenny's a big kid. Yeah, I also think he's playing softball with us.
Is he?
Yeah, I got Bring a lot down. Of people playing softball. It does not sound like Tiki. Although Pete Hoffman told me today that the Tiki and Tierney squad for the big softball game June 17th over at a Staten Island University Hospital Stadium in Staten Island, that they got their whole team locked and loaded, ready to go. They got 10 guys, and they'll probably have a couple extra guys, and they're good to go.
Yeah, but can we address something that you may not be aware of?
Yeah.
They tried to sign Big Mac away from us.
You could have him.
Not tried. The jersey's been ordered.
Was he traded?
I mean,
When did this happen?
First of all, I did not trade you.
I would hope not.
Go get me Hoffman. I have not been asked about a trade.
They traded him like a piece of meat. Like, hey, what number do you want? What position? Because you're on our team.
I'll be honest. I was leaving. I was walking into the Friday show.
Yeah.
Tierney was walking out.
Yeah.
Yo, what number you wear? What jersey you want? I was like, 77. All right, 77, good.
77?
Yeah, I'm 77.
Clint Frazier? Like, what is
no,
this?
No, 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 no. I mean, Anthony Volpe. Request, spring training,
it's
Anthony
a charity
Volpe.
Charity softball.
I'm 77. That's my number.
Spring training, what do you want me to tell you? It's softball.
So?
What do you mean I'm 77?
77's my number.
What's your favorite number?
77.
No such thing. That's impossible.
What are you talking about?
77?
That was my number. Could be 7. Your favorite number can't be 77.
When I earned that trophy to your left, I was wearing the number 77. Ugh. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I wore 19 in baseball, but I like 77.
Why is he playing for Tiki and Tierney?
Yeah, but I just thought he was making the jerseys for everybody. Now I'm playing on
First
Tiki and Tierney.
They're not making the jerseys for anybody, let alone everybody.
Okay.
They're merely telling me how many guys are on their squad, and then my main man, Chuck Albin, is making the jerseys quite graciously for the charity game on the arm.
If 77 has Tiki and Tierney on the front, then I don't know what to do.
Let me just ask you a question, because I got plenty of guys for our team.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You want to play on our team, you want to play on their team. I don't really care.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of part of the show, but I would like to play more.
You will not play as much if you're on our team as if you're on their team.
Well, then,
yeah, let me... Whoa, hold on a second. You would rather play more for your own ego than support
not my own ego.
The show that you work on?
Good point.
I'm supporting the show by going to the game.
No, you're supporting the charity by going to the game, which is very kind of you. It's your weekend also. I respect that.
Oh, thank you.
And it's for a great cause, as you know, Joseph Lem Foundation. Joe is a New York City cop who lost his life in Afghanistan, fighting for our way of life and the NYPD. So I respect the fact that you and your family are willing to basically give up a Saturday to come join us in Staten Island. Nothing but love and respect
course,
for that.
Much appreciated.
But whose team do you want to be on, Big Mac?
Whose side are you on?
Well, I mean, I'm clearly Carden Roberts.
Not really.
Carden Roberts guy.
You're putting playing time ahead of everything.
Well, not... I mean, I'd like to play as much as possible, but I'm a Carden Roberts guy.
I'm telling you now that you will most... I don't know who's on their team or not. My gut is that you'll get more playing time on their team
than ours. So let's be blunt about this. If you play for the show that you work on, you'll get one plate appearance, two innings in the field. Let's just say.
One plate appearance, two. That's certainly on the table.
Okay. You play for Tiki and Tierney, you'll get five plate appearances and eight innings in the field. Yeah, which one do you pick?
On the table
well, it's just simple math, as we've been discussing all afternoon. No, I listen. I'm a Carden Roberts guy.
Hey,
really.
Tierney up or Tiki?
Hoffman's on the line right now.
He called in. He's here.
Hi, Hoffman. I don't know why I'm talking to him. He doesn't do a show.
Well, that was the first thing you asked.
Pete, what's up, buddy?
What's up? What's going on, boys?
Can you get me one of your guys on the air? Can you get me can you get me Tiki or Tierney on the air?
I'm here. I'm here for you guys. I was called. You need a representative of the show. I'm here.
Which one of you guys went to Big Mac and decided that Big Mac might be available to play on your team?
Well, let's put it this way. We were looking for people that have, like, you know, trophies and, like, have plaques of, like, you know, being best athletes. So we thought we needed some ringers. So we, as a group, a collective group, decided to bring in C-Mac.
You realize if he hits the ball on the ground, it's an automatic out, right?
Yeah, but he's not, though.
It's inaccurate.
Okay, I'm just asking. You know that, though, yeah?
Listen, who's playing third base for you guys?
Third base for us?
Governor Christie, possibly. Future president.
Yeah, so it's a 50-50 split.
That's not a 50-50 split. Governor Christie's a great softball player.
Dude, they
player.
Used to call him Roland when he played third base sometimes because he was that good. So let's be careful with what you say.
Wow.
Taking shots at our future president. Be careful.
I was just going to say that.
I mean, do you realize the power that comes with the executive branch?
Do you realize the power that comes with being his best friend if he becomes president and how quickly there'll be certain audits done on some of your reporting?
Okay. I'll take that one back then.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. And by the way, I haven't decided. Maybe Gerald McCoy is my third baseman. I don't know. Maybe Plaxico Burress is my third baseman. Maybe James Jones, Green Bay Packer legend, is my third baseman. I don't know. I haven't decided yet who's playing third base for our squad. Right? Maybe Evan Roberts is our third baseman.
I'm not playing third baseman. I got to help you out. I know where my strengths are and where my weaknesses are. Right? Trust me.
Maybe,
I can't play third base.
Maybe Jalen Rose's best friend, David Jacoby, is my...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Third baseman. Well, he's not very athletic, so that's a problem for me.
Who?
Right? Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Jacoby and Jalen and Jacoby. They were a TV show for a little while.
That's fine.
They're like a half-hour show.
I got you.
It's no longer on TV.
All right.
But he's a good guy.
I'm sure he
is. And he's dedicating his Saturday to our charity event.
Much appreciated.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Usher's playing third base for us.
Usher?
Yeah, how about that? Maybe Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band is playing third base.
I'm sure he is.
Maybe the star of Blacklist is
James
playing
Spader?
Third base. The other one. Maybe Jeff Fiegels is playing third base. Maybe Carl Banks is playing third base. Here's the question. Big Mac, do you want to be on our team or their team?
I'm a Carton Roberts guy.
That's not an answer.
That is the answer.
That's not an answer.
It is an answer.
You're going to play a lot more for them than us. Do you want to be on our team or their team?
I'll tell you what. While you're concerned with all, you know, the James Spader, not James
because
Spader guys.
Because it's a celebrity charity game.
You're concerned about all them. All I know is someone went out there and asked me what number I want. And someone asked if they would go make a jersey for me.
Yeah.
Nobody else seems to be too concerned about what jersey I'm wearing.
You know why?
Because
we're not wearing numbers.
That's all I'm saying. You're not wearing numbers?
Nope. Nope, no need for
it. We don't believe in numbers because we're not about the individual. We're about one group and one cause.
Yeah. I believe in what's on the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey.
Exactly.
Right. I don't need a name. I don't need a number.
And you know what? Based on that answer, you probably belong on their team.
Yeah.
Based on that.
I mean, I'll give you 5 minutes to think about it, or do you want to just tell me your answer?
Whoever makes me the jersey, I'm going to wear it. 77. That's
Hoffman,
the number.
did Brandon put the jersey order in for you guys or no?
I'm about to do it in a few minutes. I'm responsible.
You're responsible for it.
Yes.
All right, so are you putting a jersey in for Big Mac, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I got a lot to load at 77 XXL.
How many celebrities you guys got on your team?
Three. They have three.
Who?
Well, now they got four.
They have Darnay Holmes. They have Bam Bam Knight.
Darnay Holmes?
Darnay Holmes. Okay. Bam Bam Knight.
Oh, they got wow.
Yep, they did.
I love Bam Knight.
They have Tiki Barber, of course.
Yeah.
I guess Rondé was busy.
Dude, Bam Knight's a running back. Like, he hits the ball on the ground. Yeah. We're dead. By the way, we're not throwing him out.
And by the way, here's my message to Bam Bam Knight, who's listening right now.
Yeah.
You're an automatic out.
Wow.
You're a pop-up machine waiting to happen. Hope you have a great year on the football diamond.
I'll tell you
field.
This. If Bam Knight hits a ground ball to shortstop and he pulls something right at the first base, I'll never forgive you.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll double clutch and throw him out.
No, you won't.
How about that? So there you go. Well, it's going to be fun. Goodbye, Pete. Talk to you later.
I feel it.
All right. So there you go. So it was good knowing you, Big Mac. You had a good run.
I got to say,
here we go.
If we're just being fair, and I'm always a fair guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tiki is bringing the current athlete. We're bringing the, remember this guy from 15 years ago?
Josh Norman hasn't retired yet.
I mean, he's almost there.
Okay, Gerald McCoy just retired.
Is he retired?
Gerald McCoy just retired.
Darnay Holmes is playing in the NFL at corner where you need to be fast.
Okay.
Bam Knight is like 24 years old.
Great. Has Bam not ever played softball before?
Like, I love Tim Hardaway. I have a soft spot in my heart for Tim Hardaway.
He's going to take, like, an honorary at-bat.
Oh, okay. Good, because I watched him play horse against you.
Yes. Tim Hardaway's got bone on bone on his knees. He can't run anymore.
No, no, and I'm not mocking him. I'm just telling you that Tiki is, so far, two names. He's got active NFL athletes.
Yeah, but there is the possibility that I also have Isaiah Thomas playing.
Isaiah Thomas? Which Isaiah Thomas?
The young one.
Oh.
Jamal Crawford.
Again, retired.
I'm just putting it out there.
I bet you, you know who I think would be amazing? Isaiah Thomas. Because he so wants to play again, you could tell.
Yeah, no, he does
want to
play
he must be in, like, peak physical shape.
I think
shape.
He had a couple 10 days last year, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember him bouncing around a little bit recently.
Yeah, I think he had 2 10-days last year. I actually feel bad for him. Not that, listen, he made a decent amount of money, not, you know, a bleep ton, but he was on the verge of a $200 million contract for the Celtics.
I know.
And they traded him in the Kyrie deal.
Yep.
And as he was telling me that he came into the league the same year as Kyrie.
Yep.
That's that same draft.
Yep.
And he gets traded for Kyrie. He had a bad hip for a couple seasons, and obviously never got back
never
to
the same.
The level that when he was a Celtic, there was a minute where you were like, oh my God, this might be the best Celtic guard since they had Bob Cousy.
It was incredible because it felt like it came out of nowhere. But then when they made the Kyrie trade, you understood it, but didn't work out for anybody that day.
Yeah, but I was with him today, so he's going to try to work out his schedule to come. By the way, Josh Hart put out a tweet. And I'm wondering where you guys are, other than Tommy, because I don't want Tommy to answer this question. But Josh Hart, who, if you didn't know the story, just had twins, his first two children. So congratulations to twin boys.
He had the twins in the midst of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, when they were playing the Heat.
Yeah, in the middle of the series.
I think right before game six.
Right before. It was crazy. Yeah.
So his beautiful wife and he have two baby boys, which is awesome. And he went on Twitter last night, and he was wondering, for a friend, not himself, if anybody has tasted breast milk before.
Yeah.
And he was asking, you know, just for a friend.
Of course.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he probably did shots of it.
So if I may say to Josh Hart, as a friend, the answer is unequivocally yes. Now, there are different methods, of course.
Mm.
There's the direct from the source method, which is one method.
But
there's the bottle method. There are some games that can be played, you know, in the comfort of one's own home.
Right.
But the answer is yes. Everybody who has children, whose wife is, you know, able and blessed with the ability to breastfeed, because not everyone can, obviously.
Right.
The answer is yes. Isn't that right, Big Mac?
Taste?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no.
You have two beautiful boys.
I do.
And again, Let's not get into it, but it's too personal.
I've put it to my lips to test temperature, but I've never like... it's like I took a sip, you know, sniffed
it
in the glass.
I'm not saying you keep it in the fridge as a coffee creamer,
yeah.
But you've tasted it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
How do you not know?
You put it to your lips
to make sure the temperature's fine, that you're not going to, you know, hurt the baby, but no. I don't remember tasting it, no.
Evan?
Every morning, man. We froze it. We kept it around for a while. That's our morning breakfast right there. Cheerios, let's go.
Of course you would. You probably dated it, timed it, did the whole thing. Anyway, Josh, good luck with the Twins. I just thought it was funny.
Every single guy at some point has been curious. Doesn't mean you did it. Doesn't mean you gulped it down.
Sometimes a gal needs relief also. Yeah. Like, this can be very painful as the milk builds up.
Nah, I remember hearing that, yeah.
You can't release it.
Nope.
It's painful to a woman.
Right.
So there have been times where it's like an emergency, like, you need to get in there.
Yes.
And help me out from a pain standpoint.
Well, that's why, like, a lot of these arenas and stadiums have special areas where you can go and do it. Yeah.
I prefer it to be happening right next to me.
Do you, though?
Yes, I do.
Well, no,
there's nothing more natural and beautiful than a woman giving sustaining life to her child.
So, Craig, here's the issue with this. Yeah. My issue is I want to be a normal human. Okay, I don't want to be the awkward guy all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I am, and I just live with it.
Evan, you support Bark in the Park.
Yeah, but what are you supposed to do with your eyes? Like, you can't stare. That's disrespectful.
But, I mean,
so you're supposed to ignore it. No, I know, but do you glance over?
It's like women just, like, are whipping them out.
I know that,
you have
Craig.
A nice blanket over the top.
I get that, but you're not glancing over? And
of
I feel like it's.
I glance
and
over.
And that's disrespectful. I don't want to do that.
Not
so I got to stare straight ahead.
No, I disagree. I think it's the most beautiful thing a person
can do. I'm not saying
do.
It's not beautiful. I'm saying I don't want to be the awkward person staring.
And the fact that I enjoy watching, it's my business, not yours.
Oh, it's your business,
all
right?
That's right. Oh, look at the beautiful woman giving her child life.
I'm glad you enjoy it. The question is, does she enjoy it?
Well, listen,
the fact that you
I
are glancing over.
I think there's probably
over.
A moment where a woman in public feels a certain sort of way, like it's a little, like, you know, intrusive.
Right.
So I get that.
And I want to give them their privacy.
I say whip them out and have at it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful.
I wish I could do it.
It's a beautiful. I've nothing. Forget it. Just move on.
Wait, you guys have trouble there?
I
don't tell me you put on one of those fake, like, brassieres. So that your kids could eat it, thinking it was from your boob.
No, it was more like the pump machine. I was curious.
I was curious. You milked yourself?
I thought about it.
No, you did. You and I both know you tried.
Nothing happened. Don't worry.
But you tried. You wanted to see, like, Greg Fokker.
I was just curious. I was just really curious.
You Greg Fokkered it.
I saw the machine sitting there. I know my wife, know how to use it because I would help my wife. Now I'm like, you never know.
I mean, I'm here alone.
It was weird. It was weird. And it was quick. I got, you know. I was like, I'm done.
You're like, it's not working?
Well, I wasn't, like, thinking it would actually work. I was just curious.
Did you try something else with the pump? Or
I tried nothing else with the pump.
Just that, huh?
Just that.
You're like, while I'm here, I'm all alone.
And it was like 3-4 seconds. I was like, all right, I'm out.
Always is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.